Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Final point, and then we'll have some cross-pollination.
So I chose governance, and I think Kina again made a point earlier about our why we need to divorce ourselves from our colonial past. Well, it's not past. It's still quite much, very much a part of our lived reality. And in the area of governance, I think one of the vestiges of colonialism that we continue to enact and reenact and reproduce is the relationship between the center and the local. In the colonial model, you know, the governor appointed district commissioners from the center, whether it was Cape Coast or Accra, to basically superintend the affairs of the natives at the local level, as if they had no agency of their own. We have carried that into post-colonial Ghana, into democratic Fourth Republic Ghana, where local communities are totally disempowered. They do not have a say-so in who governs them. The people who have the most power and influence at the local level, state officials with the most power, are not selected or elected or chosen by the people themselves. They choose some unit committee, assemblymen and women who have no power, no resources. The chief executive, our modern district commissioner, is still chosen by our modern governor, the president, all over the country. And this is colonial paternalism. That continues to this day. So, you know, local communities really do not participate in the business of governing themselves, in developing their own local communities.
What would you like to see?
I would obviously like to see an end to that. At the very minimum, local communities must have the power, the right to choose their own local governors, the ones we call municipal metropolitan chief executives, not just the councillors or the assemblymen and women. And with that, I think they also must then begin. We must transfer with that sufficient power, resources, so that they can retain enough local wealth, at the very least, to pay for the mayors and others they've chosen. That, I think, is going to be the beginnings of the growth of local leadership. We need to begin to grow leadership at the local level. Local communities need to have agency over a lot of things in their lives. You know, schools, clinics, not just, you know, markets and lorry parks. We need to respect the autonomy, the dignity of local communities. This kind of paternalism of the elite in Accra, who think that they can basically lord it over the entire country, and that local people are just people to whom you send anybody that you choose as MMDC to go and lord over them. So I would want to see us, at the minimum, begin to elect our so-called mayors.
Wow. This is my ideal Ghana, a conversation about the Ghana that we would like to redesign if we had a blank page, clean sheet to do this all over again. And these thoughts are supposed to challenge us about what is possible and what we can see as alternatives to how we've done things over the years. If you just heard the presentation, it wasn't by a presidential candidate. This was the voice of H. Kwesi Frimpong sharing his thoughts about governance and leadership. And the voice you heard earlier was the voice of Kina Likimani. When I come back from this break, I'm going to find out from Kina which of Professor Prempeh's thoughts she would like to add to hers, pinch and add to hers, which one caught your attention, and vice versa, which one from Kina caught your attention. But let me remind you, Springboard is brought to you by Legacy and Legacy and Joy 99.7 FM, and this Ideal Ghana series is going to continue to run throughout this month and beyond as we explore the Ghana that we all want to see. It's sponsored by MTN Pulse, Just Be, Enterprise Group, Enterprise, Your Advantage, UMB Bank, UMB Speed Up, Digibank, Let's Go, and the Axis Pension Trust, your reliable partner in pensions, with support from the Graphic Communications Group. But let me remind you that the core conference, our second core conference, comes off this Tuesday, the 20th of October. Join us for a discussion about leading me, leading you, and it's on Zoom and Facebook from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And the topics include the sacred call to leadership, arise and lead youth of Ghana, and self-leadership. If you are a young person aged between 18 and 35, especially as you battle the challenges of COVID-19, join us in the core program as we look at leadership. Also, on this Thursday, the core hangout from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. will continue our job readiness discussion with a focus on personal and digital branding for career success. It's been absolutely amazing so far, talking about CVs, cover letters, interviews. Let's continue with branding for career success on Thursday from 7 till 8:30 p.m. My guests for tonight, Kina Likimani and H. Kwesi Prempeh, sharing their three prescriptions each in their ideal Ghana. And these are very doable. So let me start from you, Kina. What did Prof say that caught your attention that you will pinch and add to yours and defend for him if you were
called? All of them caught my attention. I work in governance, so I won't pick the governance one. And the education one is spot on. So the one I'm going to pick is the soft infrastructure.
You.
Because we don't talk about that enough.
Right.
And I defend it wholeheartedly because, you know, we are also not in tune with how much our environment can inspire and depress us. The first time I went to Tamale, I noticed that they have these signboards. And each street name, there's a design. I was blown away. It's so small a thing. But just seeing art used in that way, looking at the signboards with the artwork inspired me. Street names.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. I've traveled around this country a number of times. Mm-hmm. I think that I find other regions, places like Sunyani,
yes, Accra is
serene. And
yes,
so
when
much
you go to Dodowa, the greenness.
Yeah, yes,
here in the urban areas, and I don't know if that is what is also happening in Kumasi. People must cut down trees. At the core of what our problem is that we run Accra like a colonial outpost. Let me put that aside. But we run Accra also as though we don't have children. Where do we think our children are going to walk safely? You know, the statistics about kids that are hit in urban areas, it's heartbreaking. But where are our children going to play? Is it because middle class and upper class Ghanaians think that when they have arrived, their children will go to Disneyland? So if you're going to send your child abroad for the holiday, those 2 weeks, what happens to the rest of the 50 weeks?
Let me tell you a story you find very interesting. So the last time we were in Tamale, Comfort had to go ahead with our speakers to Tamale. I had to fly in the day of the program. Mm. And by choice, they walked from the hotel to the airport. And it's quite a distance. Yes. But they just could walk because it was so clean, so free. The atmosphere, they literally had a stroll for several kilometers from the hotel to the airport, and then we drove back.
Yes. What does it mean for a people living in Accra to come out of their house and battle the stress of Accra, the environment? Our environment is unwieldy, like Prof has said. It makes our lives doubly difficult. The gutters are open and dirty. The roads are not even made with pedestrians in mind. Right. When you tie this into my point about diabetes and about healthcare, if we said, oh, okay, we are going to take Kina's idea, we're all going to bike now. Where are people going to bike? Right. How are people, you know, my thoughts.
Connect your idea of cutting down on cabs is also more exercise.
Because
biking.
Exactly, you want cities where we first of all, we are never going to escape the urban environment. We should accept that's where most people are going to. So we want cities where people can live their lives, be healthy, come out and experience a sense of calm, be able to exercise, take walks. You know the noise pollution in Accra is insane. At such insane levels, like Is there a place where people are? Where are the parks? Where are the benches on the parks? When even in Tema communities where TDC has planned for parks, yep. they find a way to build yep. on it. Must everything be taken by over by huge, ugly looking mansions?
One thing has
what
been
happened
taken
to
about,
our trees?
They are taking about Cross Point from him.
Oh, yeah,
probably.
It's a perfect
totally,
point
totally
because it
really
is stressful
yeah, this is
to
this.
Deal. And you see, when your environment is unwieldy, when your environment makes you stressed,
it's oppressive.
How are you even oppressive? How are you even going to think about what you are going to do to change your life and to change Ghana?
So you're saying that the kind of environment we live and work in has implications for our own health,
mental
care,
health, physical
mental health,
health, the development of children, yeah. productivity.
Wonderful, wonderful. Those are the thoughts of Kinali Kimani, actually defending Professor Kwesi
Prempeh. And as we begin to work from home a lot.
Yes.
It
there's
matters
not,
the
there's
environment, the home
yes.
environment.
And somebody taking over and
oh,
then
no.
I'm so happy.
It's
driving
it's
is
fantastic.
More than you.
Prof. Please, let's tie that in with the architecture too. We have to.
Yes,
we need
absolutely.
To meet to the Ghana. What are these buildings they are building for Ghana that does not inspire? What is this? Well, even when we do toll booths, can we not design them with some art? Like, why?
I like the way you say why.
I am so happy.
That's the whole idea behind this conversation. I'm sure listeners and viewers are saying, you know what, give me a chance, just give me the mic and I will say this even more forcefully.
Yeah.
But this is the whole idea. Yeah. If you're listening to us or watching us, it's just about what is possible if we apply ourselves to it. What can we see, do, think about different from how we've done things over the years? And it's just to inspire us about what is possible so we don't just lock ourselves down and think that everything that we have is all that can be.
Yeah.
Prof, which idea will you colonize
I already indicated that there is convergence between the two of us on the issue of education.
Right.
So I will choose another one. I think I'll go for her arts, culture, recreation.
I have a funny feeling that's where to go.
And it also actually ties in, as she, of course, eloquently just explained, it also ties in with this built environment issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need spaces for recreation, which is also part of this entertainment thing. We need family-friendly, community-friendly cities, you know, where we can go relax, entertain ourselves, you know, play music, have a concert in the grass, you know, that kind of stuff, right? We should be able to live this way and not really always have to transport ourselves into some, you know, concrete environment before we can have entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think, you know, the point she makes, and there's a very also, I mean, about the economic aspect of it is actually very important. And I like the way she put it, that look, you can try to mimic, reenact the Industrial Revolution and the other processes of development that other countries have gone through, but your culture is uniquely yours. Nobody can enact it better than yourself, right? That is where you are at your most authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is wealth to be generated in the culture,
right.
and how we package, how we reenact it, how we celebrate it. So apart from the health benefits of recreation, entertainment, and all of these things, there is also the part that is uniquely Ghanaian,
mm-hmm.
and I think that there is a lot of course, I'm beginning to see. Gradually, that we are beginning to think of tourism and all these things as a growth pole for the economy at some point. But I'm not. I think we shouldn't see the beneficiaries of this as some foreigners coming to enjoy this culture, right? Coming to enjoy our culture. Our culture, first and foremost, we must be the first, you know, customers and clients and consumers of our culture. It's for us. It's when people come and see how we live it and how we have embraced it and how we have packaged it for ourselves. That's the beauty of it for them. It's like, oh, the Ghanaians live this way. It's not some artificial Ghanaians who have just packaged their culture, commodified it for foreigners, but they don't live like that. So they come here and they don't see us live this life, but we are saying that this is our culture, they can come and enjoy it, but that's not how we live our lives, right? So it's just pure commodification of the culture, but it is not something that is part of our expression.
Let me take you to a point that was made last week on this same subject, and Maximus was alluding to the fact that it starts with storytelling. You come from a family of storytellers. So Maximus's point was simply that we do not even tell, and it's a point also made by Mami Abenado, that we don't tell our story ourselves well enough. And you could find even a Ghanaian child who doesn't know our story, told our own way. And the suggestion was that, I mean, it's nice when the whole world talks Wakanda, an African story told by people who are not African. But how great would it be if that story were told by us here in the local context with a local flavor? Do you share that?
Absolutely. It is why the iconic works of African literature endure, because we don't have even enough. It's why people will read my mother's book or Things Fall Apart and remember. We do not have enough. So, and like I said, no one can do this but us. But let's tie that into education. We do not teach our children how to write. We do not encourage imagination. We think singing, music is some frivolous endeavor, you know. We think art, we think drawing is a frivolous endeavor. We think role-playing, game-playing is frivolous. And what worries me so much is that I wonder how people parent. When you have a four-year-old who is refusing to go to bed, what do you do? I know what I did. I enacted a whole story with, it was a running series, I should write it down. And you know what? He always went to bed. Happy, and I was happy. Because children learn through play. Stories ignite their minds like nothing else. Make up a story. It's why Anansi, the trickster, endures. So when we do this thing where people don't want to let their children go into the arts, they don't want their children to be... My mother is Amatedu. When people come up to me and they're like, oh, wow, your mother is like, oh, and I'm thinking to myself, but if your daughter said or your son said they wanted to be a writer, you'd be like, no, go and be a lawyer. Do you see? Right. We are the only ones who can tell our stories. We are the only one. Look, when I was growing up...
Just for disclosure, I have quoted The Dilemma of a Ghost and Should I Go to Cape Coast or to Almina, probably more than every other written.
When I was growing up, it looked as though in Accra, people were going to consume more foreign foods like Indian restaurants, Chinese restaurants. What a joy it is to see Ghanaians actually, whole families leave their home and go outside to go and eat Ghanaian food.
We enjoy a big Sunday afternoon. Yes. Every hotel was listening to it.
We enjoy our culture. We enjoy our food. We enjoy, look at music. When I grew up, I'm an 80s kid, right? We were listening to Ring My Bell. When we were saying, Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. These are the people. My son, my 14-year-old son, listens to as much Ghanaian and Nigerian music as he does the American rap. And this was not my childhood. We were not listening to Ghanaian music. Whoa.
So there's some progress.
So, yes.
Yes, definitely.
And so what we need to do is we are consuming it. We are setting pace when it comes to music across the continent. You know, I went to a conference in Uganda. They were playing a Ghanaian song I hadn't even heard. In fact, the other Africans complain that we Ghanaians and Nigerian music is taking over the continent.
It is.
We are charting parts in this. So it's not something we should play with. And parents should use it. You know, we get so worried about achievement that, in fact, you know, we judge our children on the wrong metrics. You also want to encourage your child's imagination. Because here we are in Ghana. Apparently, we have a lot of problems, which we do, but we are suffering a crisis of imagination. Where do people get? We need to be imaginative in science, in arts, in infrastructure development. But if we stifle our imagination and we minimize it as though that is not something to be encouraged, how are we going to solve our problems?
Just about wrapping up on this conversation, and this is Springboard, your virtual university, and my guest, Kina Likimani and H. Kwesi Prempeh. Let me, for the benefit of those who joined us along the line, try and tell you what they have been saying. When I come back, it's just going to be one question, a two-word question. Why not? All right, so what we have been saying so far, Kina led with health care and that amazing story about her own personal life transformation and the challenge for us to manage our carbohydrates well, cut down sugar, exercise more. And then HQC Prempeh shared about soft infrastructure and the kind of built environments we should aspire to. And then Kina dropped that bombshell about demodernization. And I love the part that says we can't pander to the whims of a few middle class and elitist people. Let's do this with a bigger vision, yes, and something more sustainable. I love that part. It just hit me so nicely. And then she says it's costly and unsustainable, so let's forget it. And then HQC Prempeh talked about the fact that we should go down to the basic level and not put any pressure on anyone to take their children to private school. The public schools must be equally good and there must be some basic minimum standard, not people, teachers teaching pupils or our children, but qualified, trained teachers,
yes,
I suppose.
Yes.
Wonderful. And definitely no schools under trees. And then on the last 2 points, Kina spoke about arts, culture, entertainment, and she threw in sports, she threw in technology and dance, and she just kept going. But I understand. She says that's where the world operates, and that's what we should be investing in. She talked about food innovation, clothing innovation, what she calls fusion. And she says develop it, put it in schools, create viable careers out of it, and it's uniquely ours. Final point from H. Kwesi Prempeh. She says drop the colonial idea of everyone appointed from the central for the local and empower local communities to choose their own executives and have enough resources to be able to develop without recourse to the central. Final question in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take and why not to see some of these things done?
Demodernization, it will take, in fact, demodernization would take the very people I vilify, the middle class, we will have to work on them because the political people understand, in education they understand, but the pushback from the ruling elites, from the middle class, and oh, I went to a top A school, no, that is a problem. The other thing is that before we get there, we need to also put in place social protections for the families that really can, because for some families, sending their kids to boarding school, it's a social protection. So we need to find ways in which we can support poorer families to have their children at home. And Ghana, a Ghanaian is a social interventionist, so nobody should say more free things. This is what we've done since independence.
I like that.
Arts and culture, we just need to do it because we need to wake up to the
thing. It's been done to some extent.
Yes. We need to wake up to the reality of 21st century. This is not your father or your grandfather's want to be doctors, lawyers. There is a whole world of careers out there. 20 years ago, we did not have social media. Social media is entertainment. So look at how we are all even using it to build nations, to disseminate, see? So there's not a why not. Now, the more difficult one is cutting carbohydrates because carbohydrates are addictive. But I just tell Ghanaians, for 3 months, just stop eating actual sugar and stop drinking the sugary drinks and cut down on smoothies and just cut the pure sugar and then we'll move on from there. But the diseases that come out of carbohydrate toxicity are going to blow up in our face in our next decade, and we need to get ahead of it because COVID has shown us people who have insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome are at increased risk, and we can't be losing one more person.
Get ahead of it, and those are the thoughts of Kina Nikimani.
Yes.
Closing thoughts, Professor HQC Prempeh.
Well, I think again, COVID has exposed a lot that is not right, not sustainable about how we live in our urban spaces, especially. Mm-hmm. Just our built environment is not sustainable. You know, when the rains come. Mm. You know, it just what you see, it's really just an effect of how we have used our spaces. It's a clear consequence of how we have used our built environment. It's a vector for infectious diseases, contagion. I mean, it's just not the way we should be living, certainly not in the urban spaces. So, and why not? I mean, I don't know why we see what we see and accept it, that there are no green spaces, there are no open spaces in our neighborhoods for families to go play, that you can't, that persons with disability can't have disability access on the streets. you know, whether it's the blind person or physical. I mean, it just, I don't understand why we should accept that, you know. And so for me, there's really no reason why not. I mean, many of the issues that, this is why this program, it's important to applaud you. It's also, what, like Kina said, sometimes it's a lack of imagination. We have become so used to this. It's become almost habit. We've accepted it. This is how it's going to be. But this is not how it must be. This is not how it must be. We don't have to live with slums popping up along the motorway. No, why?
I love this.
So it's really something that I think we need to talk about a lot more. And then put pressure on our political and bureaucratic classes who have the power, the authority to solve some of these problems, to actually prevent some of them from happening. Much of the motorway that's been turned into slum is actually government land. Who is superintending that? It belongs to the state. Is that how we should be using our spaces?
I'll take it away on the word why. Why? And those are the hallmarks of a discussion that has really punched the issues. And I want to say a big thank you to you, Kina Likimani, and H. Kwesi Frempeh. I've had so much fun just listening to you and the passion and the questions you are asking, because I can tell you one thing. In the same way that when Prof was talking, you kept saying, I want to believe that our listeners and viewers at home are just saying, and it's just a sign of a great conversation about the ideal Ghana. Let's do this again next week as we keep thinking and challenging ourselves to build a great nation, one bigger than what we have today. And as we keep talking about it, I have absolutely no doubt that some of these ideas will push forward and challenge us to actually go ahead and implement them. My name is Albert Okran on behalf of...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Team Springboard, I want to say God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace, you're in awe of his goodness, you're in awe of his mercy.
Joy 99.7 FM.
He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, happy from the rain.
Happy from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Happy from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. Verse 2, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole
world. Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen, today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say.
See
what the Lord.
99.7 FM. Joy 99.7 FM. 99.7 FM.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
Simple song.
lift our hands together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the tree.
FM.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain.
99.7 FM.
My song of liberty.
99.7 FM.